Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 30th. More than 120 citizens gathered at the Energy Tech Building in Paonia last Wednesday to attend a meeting of the Delta County Planning Commission. The agenda only had one item, which was discussion about a proposed land use change requested by Mark Levin of Paonia Holdings. Levin seeks a land use change on parcels located north of Paonia off of Highway 133 and ancillary property located at 16180 Stevens Gulch Road. The land is currently owned by Bowie Resources and since the late 1970s served as a coal loadout site with coal mining related support activities for the mine. Cleanup work on the property is ongoing by the Colorado Division of Reclamation. Levin of Paonia Holdings is seeking a land use change to commercial and light industrial and agricultural uses. Levin presented his request to the Planning Commission, which has the authority to make a recommendation to the Delta County Commissioners, who have the ultimate voting authority to approve or reject the request. At the meeting last Wednesday, the Planning Commission heard a presentation from Levin and directed questions to him and to county staff. The meeting was then opened to public comment. Numerous parties are recommending denial of the request until full reclamation has occurred, including the return of a segment of Farmer's Ditch to its original course and condition. 37 citizens at the meeting spoke against the request. One person, a lawyer from Bowie Resources, spoke in favor of it. When the nearly six-hour meeting concluded, the Planning Commission moved to recommend that the County Commissioners deny Levin's request because, quote, the extent, scale, and scope of the proposed development fails to comply with Article 6, Section 2A of the Specific Development Regulations, which requires specific developments to be compatible with adjacent land uses, and Article 6, Section 2P, regarding scenic views and byway, unquote. Seven members of the commission voted for that recommendation. Planning Commission Chair Steve Schrock was the sole vote against. The Delta County Commissioners will make the final decision on the matter. They are scheduled to consider the application during their regular meeting on November 20th. Tammy Meck of the Delta County Independent contributed to this report. America's forests generate more than $13 billion in income for businesses and communities, and supply a critical ingredient for brewing beer. Colorado breweries are teaming up to be more forest-friendly. Eric Galatis has this story.
October means beer festivals in many corners of the globe, and in Colorado, several local breweries have partnered with the Nature Conservancy to create October Forest, a campaign to help keep the state's water supplies clean. Corey Odell with the Odell Brewing Company has been organizing events in its Fort Collins tap room to help beer fans see the critical link between trees and their beloved porters, IPAs, and pilsners.
Forest health equates to water quality, and water quality equates to good beer. Protecting the forest is, of course, more than just about beer. It's also a great place for anyone to interact with nature.
She says America's forests provide more than half of the nation's drinking water, and about 95% of beer is actually pure H2O. Odell says forests help shade streams, lakes, and snow from evaporation and are efficient at filtering water. Odell says larger and more frequent wildfires have become the biggest threats to watersheds in Colorado and across the West. Jason Lawhon with the Nature Conservancy says the nation's 10 worst fire years have all come since the year 2000 because of warmer and drier conditions. He notes that without proper management, forests become more dense, which is one reason wildfires have become so intense that after the smoke clears, there are frequently no trees left to hold down the soil.
The soil then have a lot of trouble, especially here in Colorado, staying put on these steep slopes. So the next time it rains, all of the sediment and the material everything else ends up down in the streams and then moving down in the reservoirs.
He says bigger fires also cost more to fight, and once containment budgets have been tapped, money has been diverted from prevention budgets, which Lahan says increases the chance of repeating a dangerous cycle. He says his group and brewers across the nation are hoping Congress will pass the Wildfire Disaster Funding Act, legislation they say would help make sure forests are less fire-prone in the first place. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The mother of the two young victims in a homicide case near Telluride has given birth to another child while in custody. KOTO's Kara Pallone has more.
KOTO News confirmed with Nishika Bramble's defense attorney, Harvey Pilewski, that the baby was delivered at St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction this week. The baby was born 2 months premature and is in the intensive care unit. The gender and exact date of birth are unknown. Bramble is one of five suspects charged in connection to the murders of 10-year-old Michaela Victoria Roberts and 8-year-old Hannah Elizabeth Rosalina Marshall. Their decomposing bodies were discovered in a vehicle September 8th on a property near Norwood, a small ranching community located about 30 miles west of Telluride. Carrie Andrew is the library director in Norwood. She says townspeople initially felt a sense of responsibility.
There was a lot of guilt that we should have done something. How could we allow something like that to happen in our community? But you aren't allowing it if you don't know it's there.
The suspects comprise Haitians, a Jamaican, and two U.S. citizens. Two other children were also living on the property and are in protective services. The leader of the group, a Haitian woman, reportedly believed that she and the others were spiritual beasts who would survive impending apocalyptic times. According to court documents, she allegedly banished the victims to a vehicle for punishment and for having unclean spirits and starved them. She and Bramble are facing first-degree murder charges. All five of the suspects are being held at the San Miguel County Jail. There have been two other homicides in San Miguel County in the past 4 decades. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
And in a glance at the area high school football scoreboard, the 1A playoff field is set. Ranked number 6 Paonia finished the regular season with a 21-2 victory over Grand Valley last Friday. The Eagles finished second in the 1A Western Slope League at 7-2 and earned the 9th seed in the playoffs. Paonia plays at 8th-seeded Peyton on Saturday in the first round. Hotchkiss had a chance to make the playoffs but lost last Friday night at Cedar Edge 3-0 in overtime. The season is over for both the Bulldogs and the Bruins. In 2A action, Delta beat Gunnison 53-0 and finished 4-5 on the season. In a 4A game, Montrose beat Littleton 49-11 last Friday and improved to 6-3. The Indians finished the regular season on Saturday at Palmer. And finally, in 8-man football, Norwood finished the season at 6-2 and faces number 2 West Grand on the road this weekend to open the playoffs. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.